I think Karen's got a little preach in her. Huh? Yeah. Some good offering stuff there. Glory to God. Am I echoing or is it my ears? My head rattles sometimes. So. Well, that's because my brain gets bigger. Yeah. It's all that professorship coming forth. Amen? Amen. Well, glory to God. Last week we started talking about faith. And this week we're going to talk about faith. Amen. Amen. How many know that faith will always be popular? Right? You know, no matter what, it's kind of like love. Faith, love, hope, those three, they're always going to be. And if anybody ever says, well, we don't need to preach that anymore, or we don't need to talk about that, well, then they're going to have to go take it up with Paul, right? Because he said those three would remain, and the greatest of these is love. Amen? And you know, we find ourselves, you know, I'll just use me. I find myself being situational sometimes. You guys ever find yourself situational faith, situational Christianity? You're right? Whatever the situation calls for. You know, if you don't need to be in faith today, then, you know, just go your way. Right? Right? I don't want to have to need that faith every day, right? And that, you know, that is a bad way to be, because we'll start with the same verse we started with last week, Romans 1:17. Romans 1:17 says, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed." So how is the righteousness of God revealed? How much about his righteousness do we want to know? How much do we want revealed in us and through us? Because you have to go to the next verse. It says, from faith to faith. It doesn't say, from faith to let down to faith. In other words, I don't go, well, I got to get in faith because I need this. Oh, I got it. Good. So now I don't have to be in faith anymore, right? If I got it, now I don't have to be in faith. But see, it says the just shall live. In other words, the just are going to walk every moment of every day by faith. In other words, they're not going to receive by faith alone. They're going to receive on a regular basis by faith. They're going to hear from God on a daily, not only a daily basis, but every hour of that day. And if you're not committed to that, then that sounds hard, right? I mean, thinking, wow, I got to listen to God all day. You listen to something all day long already. Right. Whether it's God, your own head, somebody else, you're listening to something. We're being led by something. So what happens to the verse that says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God? So what happens to us when we're not being led by the Spirit of God? Do we become unsunned? Right? Are we unfriended? Right, is that what they do to you? They unfriend you? Does God unfriend you then? No, we need to look at the Bible as not situational, not seasonal, not time, just when we need it to go to Him. We need to live by faith. This faith we're talking about is a lifestyle. It is going to Him at every moment of every day and expecting to hear from Him no matter what you're doing. No matter what's going on, you expect to get wisdom from God on what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. Amen? Not out of fear that you're going to do it wrong, out of faith that you want to do it great. Amen? You can't live by faith and be in fear. Right? They don't work. Right? Because, well, let's just go to our next verse. Our next verse is Galatians. No, I'm sorry. 2 Corinthians 13:5. 2 Corinthians 13:5. you can't be in the faith and be in the fear. Right? I got to get in faith because I'm afraid this isn't going to happen. You got to get unafraid so you can get in faith. Right? Because we're believers. Right? Do you know that a believer is not situational? Right? A believer believes. That's what they do. If I were a tennis ball, I'd be a tennis ball, and I'd do tennis ball things. Right? I mean, what you are is what you should do. And if we are believers, then we should continuously believe. A believer, by definition, is a person that's in faith, that's living and walking by faith. Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Notice it doesn't say a faith, right? Because there's other faith, right? It's a, and we'll go to 1 Corinthians 13. But we know there's faith that doesn't work by love. So we know there's a faith that's not of God. Right? Right? So there's a faith that's not of God. This says examine yourself to be, see if you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves? How that Jesus Christ is in you? That's how you know you're in the faith. You're in the faith that Jesus Christ gave. The faith that you had when you received Jesus Christ as Lord of your life. And that's the faith you're walking in. We use that faith and we receive salvation. But so many times, that was situational. Well, I believe I can go to heaven now. But, you know, I don't really need this God stuff for the rest of the week, right? Right? I don't need this God stuff to work on cars. I don't need this God stuff to work in the warehouse. I don't need this God stuff to work in my office. You know what? You need this God stuff, the faith, all the time. And I think the more that we make it situational, because by nature we're situational people, we do what we need to do at the time we need to do it. Right? You don't eat when you're not hungry. Well, a lot of us don't. Many people don't eat when they're not hungry. Right? And many people don't walk in faith when they don't feel like faith is required for the moment. But faith is a requirement for a believer for every moment. Amen? And at all times, we should look at ourselves and say, okay, now, am I walking in faith here? You know, we got to catch ourselves because your flesh will take over just like that. It'll take over. It'll take scriptures and misuse them. It'll hijack a scripture and pull it out and misuse it just so you'll be out of faith. Because faith is work. It is. If you're walking by faith, if you're in the faith, every moment of every day, you are a tool to be used by God. You are available for every opportunity at every given time. And we've been believing God for opportunities, right? You know, I missed one just this week. I just tell on myself because I know you guys never miss these. But, you know, we were in Little Rock this past week moving Ramsey into her new house. Glory to God. I hate moving, by the way. Moving and mowing are the M words. We don't like them. They should add an E onto the end of mow, and then they'd both be four-letter words. But we were up there, and we were moving some stuff, and Ramsey said, oh, I'm out of gas. Got to stop. I'm like, oh, what a hassle. She's out of, you know, she should have got gas last night. And, of course, Dad's mind's thinking we could be on the way to get this done. And so we stop at the gas station, getting her gas. And as we're about to leave, we're going to follow Ramsey because we don't know where we're going. I look over and there's a lady sitting on over by the dumpster at this gas station. And she doesn't look like she's doing well. And I think in my heart, not in my head, wonder if she's okay. And then my busy mind says, oh, we got to get. And so we follow Ramsey because we didn't want to get lost. And God said, don't ever do that again. I stopped you to stop her. Now, what's my next thing? Lord, forgive me and have mercy on her. Right? And that's at some point, that's when you turn around and go back, honestly. And, of course, I thought it way too. Busyness of life will make you unfruitful. Faith is fruitful. Faith is producing. And it's always producing. Did you know that fruit trees are always producing even when there's nothing on the tree? It's doing something to keep it going. We are built to produce by faith every day, to produce in our lives, to produce in the lives of others, to always be producing. Faith is work. That's what it does. And that would have taken my time, my effort, my sacrifice. That's what faith does. That's what faith does. And it's not that I was unwilling to do it. It's that I was unwilling to hear. Why? Well, I'm busy. Right? My daughter's already got us late, and now I got to follow her. I got to go. I got things to do. Now, I don't have to tell you guys this, but I'm okay. Right? I'm okay. Now, if you've never missed it, I'm really happy for you. But God's still working on me, and I'm so much further than I've ever been, because it would have been, used to would have been, I wouldn't have been looking for that. Right? Because it would have been situational. You're moving. You don't need faith. Did you know there's never a time we become not believers? Not unbelievers, but not believers. You know, it's not like you become an unbeliever, but what we do is step back and we become not believers. Because it's situational. What we needed is no longer in need. There's never going to be that time. Jesus walked through this earth in constant faith. Everywhere he went, he was producing. Everywhere he went, even after John the Baptist had been killed, he's going off by himself. People come to him. He says, hey, no time for this. Got to help the people. Why? That's what faith does. Why? Because faith, go to our next verse, works by love. Faith works by love. Love can't ever quit. When we have situational love too. What's our next verse, guys? We had it last week, didn't we? Galatians 5:6. Galatians 5:6 says, "For in Jesus Christ, what are we in?" We found out from the last verse that Jesus Christ in us, so we're in Jesus Christ. Neither circumcision has any force or avails, right? Or neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision. So these fleshly things, fleshly markers, they no longer avail. They're not what decide whether you're in faith or not. They're not what decide whether you're a believer or not. Right? There's a circumcision of the heart now that was done by Jesus Christ. And we now operate by faith in the blood of Jesus, and our circumcision was done in heart. And so we now walk by faith. And it says these don't matter. It's not saying they don't matter. It's saying they don't have any force. They hold no weight. What holds weight is faith, which works by love. Now, we would like to put a comma in there where it says faith, comma, which works by love. But this is the kind of faith he's talking about. This is the God kind of faith, faith which works by love. You can't separate at any time. You can't say, I'm going to get in faith. You say, I'm going to get in faith which works by love. What kind of faith are you going to use today? Faith which works by love. It's like a tongue twister. Faith which works by love. What kind of faith are you going to use? Faith which works by love. Why? Because that's real faith. That's the faith. That's the faith of God that he puts in our heart that enables us to go beyond the limits of human tendencies and to go over the top with true believing in faith for someone and for yourself. Because why? You have love. You now have an unfailing force behind that faith to push it over the top every time. Amen? Because faith, which works by love, is an unfailing faith. Right? Faith that works by love never fails. Because anything that works by love never fails. So people say, well, I believed and it failed. No. No, faith which works by love never fails. Right? And again, this isn't situational. The faith we live in, because we're just, is faith which works by love. Amen? Look at Ephesians 5, 1 and 2. Ephesians 5, 1 and 2 says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." Followers of God. Now, is that situational? When do we quit following God? Oh, God, I'll be right back. Got some stuff I got to do over here. Busy. Thank you for leading me to here. Not going to need you for a little while. Right? Now, this is where lordship goes away, isn't it? Right? Well, you can be my Lord, but just sometimes. You know, there's times where I need my me time. I can't do this God thing all the time. Right? You go ahead, I'll catch up, right? We'll catch up over dinner because I'll have to pray and get in faith over my food. Right? I mean, this these things that the Bible says, we need to look at them and say, this is who we are. It's not what we do. It's who we are. And we do it because it's who we are. Amen? And when we make it situational, it changes the dynamic of everything that's going on, because now God's still leading, but we're no longer following. And then we're saying, I don't know why I got in that mess, because God's meeting you at dinner. Right? You were done with Him for today. All I had to do was go and do some paperwork. I really didn't need God. I had to go get gas. I didn't really need to follow God there. Do you know, we need to follow God everywhere. We need to follow God and the leadings of the Lord at all times, because He's going to put us in places where our faith will produce. Our faith is on its way to produce the next faith thing every step it's taking. There's never a time where faith quits producing. Amen? We're designed to be fruitful. We are designed to be fruitful. Remember what it said when He was talking about the seed sown. The sower went out and sowed the seed. The last one that went out and sowed the seed, he got caught up in the riches, the cares of this life, the lust of the flesh. What did he get caught up in? Everything to do, too busy for the Word to produce in his life. Right? The Word produces the faith that produces the fruit. And when we get too busy and get caught up in other things, we become unproductive. Unproductive. And that's why we want to be at all times in this faith which works by love. We want to be, because we're all the time in love. Did I read the next verse? I didn't. Be you therefore followers of God and walk in love. That word walk, translated live. So we're the just that live by faith, and we live in love. Right? You want your faith to produce all the time? You be the just that lives by faith and live in love. If you're living in love by faith, you're producing fruit at all times. But it says we live in it. We live in it. We live by it. In other words, it is the guide for our life. It is what decides the things we do. It's what decides every big and small thing. We can't become situational depending on how we feel about it. Right? Your finances. You know, man, I feel like it would be better to do this. You need to quit feeling like that. Right? You need to ask God, not how He feels, what's right. Did you know that God will just tell you the right way to go? And the minute you think, well, that doesn't sound like God. Really what you're saying is, that doesn't sound like something I want to do. And as soon as it sounds like something you don't want to do, realize that's more than likely God. Right? If your flesh don't like it, it's probably God. Amen? Don't be led by what you feel like doing. What I felt like doing was following my daughter and driving away and getting this truck unloaded so I get back and load some more. But what my spirit was saying to do, stop and check on her. I want to use you to minister to her. Flesh won. Right? And exactly, that's what I prayed for, was mercy. I said, Lord, forgive me and have mercy on her. Send people to her. Send somebody across her path. You know, because we look like, well, that's the end. No, God's got a lot of ways. I missed out, not her. Yeah, it was me that missed out. When we miss a step of faith, it wasn't the you know, everybody says, oh, man, I wonder if they'll get to heaven. God's faithful. Guess what? He produced a whole bunch of things before you were ever around. Right? And he wants us to be faithful, but he also can plan around my stupidity. Amen? Especially if I'm willing to repent and say, Lord, I missed that. I'll get another chance. I'll get another chance. I'll move on. I'll trust God to use me again and to be in a situation. And he's used me in many situations before that and after that. Why? Because after that, I've already burned my hand on the stove. Now I know it's hot. I learned the hard way. Right? I don't want to learn the hard way anymore. I want to hear from God. The reason you miss things and I miss things is because we're situational. The situation required faith, so I was in it. Then I was in the world for just a minute because moving's a worldly thing. You don't need God for that. Did you know God knows more about moving than you ever dreamed of? I don't care if you moved all your life. Right? There's not a part of our lives that don't require faith. And we can't, the reason that it works so well by love is because love never fails and there's no fear in love. So when you're walking by love, walking in love and using your faith, fear can't get in. Perfect love casts out fear. So your faith is assured. Do you ever have those moments where you've been believing God? You've been in faith. Hey, I almost don't like to use that word, I've been believing God. Why? Because you're a believer. You should be believing God. That's what we do. Yeah, you know, like people say, you know what? I'm gonna start believing. Well, when did you quit? That's the problem. We do quit. We literally quit. Lord, I was believing for that. Why'd you quit? Well, I saw that. What? You saw? You saw, was that the time that is that when it's time to stop believing, when you see? No. We're believers. We believe. Our job is to believe. It's to walk around on this earth, believe, believe, believe. Not going to believe. I'm believing. I'm in a believing mode, and I'm not going to go to a not believing mode. Right? There's not going to be an on-off switch. There's not going to be a place I step where I quit. Amen? Remember we talked about our kids last week some and the things going on in our house. Kim's deal that she went through last year. That all took faith. Right. Yeah. Do you know that when we sent Ramsey to public school, we were fairly young. Well, we didn't ever have any kids. We didn't even have a kid to mess up on yet. Right? You see, now, like in my house, there was four kids. So there was my older brother, there was me, my sister, and my younger brother. My younger brother had it easy. Why? Because my parents had messed up down the line. It got easier and easier and easier for each kid. Right? They would tell you that. I mean, you learn doing things many times. It's so much easier to learn by faith. Lord, help me decide this. Show me where I'm missing it. Send me some confirmation. Help me here. And he'll find a way to help you. Right? And he did with us. He gave us time and space. He gave us mercy. He gave us people to minister to us. We saw people on both sides. We weren't trying to find out which was best. We were trying to find out what God wanted. We already know what's best. His way. See, that's the thing. We're trying to weigh two sides. We don't need to weigh two sides. His way is the best way. His way is the way to do it. Our faith in Him and our faith working by love will always get us the right answer in every situation. Our faith in love in Him will tell us where we're at in each situation. Right? There may be a time where you hear a report and the doctor says this and you say, you know what? I don't believe that. I believe God's word. It's not what you don't believe. Right? I hear people all the time, they say, doctor told me this, but I don't believe it. I'm like, it's not what you don't believe. You can don't believe something all day long. I don't believe this carpet's blue. Whoops. Guess I missed it. Right? It's not what you don't believe. It's what you believe that makes a difference. Believers believe. They don't believe. It's good English right there. Not a lot of professors would take that up. Me, I can handle it. Right? And it's not for me to decide which one I believe. I believe God. If I'm in faith, I believe God, or I'm not believing. Amen? And everything we do is going to take our belief. What am I believing? What do I believe? In the case with Kim this past year, we believed in our hearts that God would work through the doctors. Amen? Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. I've believed with people that they would just be healed. And they were. You know what? It was according to what they believed. Amen? But I can't decide what other people believe. I can only decide where we are believing right now. Amen? And I believe God can use multitudes of ways to get you to where you're going according to your faith. Because it's not according to what we don't believe. We could have said, we just don't believe that she ought to be having cancer. We just don't believe this report at all. Well, it don't matter what we don't believe. Yeah. What do we believe?
Right. Yeah, that's good.
And your mind will spend time and effort on these things. Why? Because, oh, but Lord, we work at the church and we do this and we've done that. Why are we even dealing with this? Because you're in the world. Right? What if like you were in a cage with 100 people and somebody was sitting here with a stick going like this? You might get hit. Why? Because you're in the cage with the other 100 people. Right? You're in the world. You're in the world. God's still good. And he said, fear not, because I've overcome the world. But he did say there's going to be someone with a stick. We have an enemy. And he don't care who he hits. In fact, that's just how stupid he is. He just, I got to hit somebody. I don't really care who it is. And so our part, live by faith. If I'm living by faith, then I'm walking by faith. I'm walking in love. And when these things come up, you know, one day I was in Florida with Brother Moore and Mrs. Moore. And I went they stopped and they had me go into the store to get something. And the store was closed. I don't remember what happened, but I walked out fairly quickly, and I'm very ninja-like, so nobody could really hear me. Cat-like. But Brother Moore is sitting in the driver's seat like this with his arm out the window, and I walk up, and he's unaware that I'm walking up. Well, his martial arts come into effect. He goes like that. I mean, whoa. I mean, I'm like this. He's like, hey. He says, sorry, don't walk, you know. Why? Because that's what he walked by. He was trained in that. That came up in him. If you're in faith, when things come against you, what happens is, whoa, no, you know? And it's going to be whatever that is, whatever's necessary at the time. Why? Because you're walking in this. This isn't situational. This is something we live by. Amen? And as we're living by it, it's causing us not only to produce fruit in our own lives and to walk the right directions that we should go and to make the right decisions concerning our natural things, it's putting us in position to use that faith for other people. We're believers. I was just looking at this right before we walked out, and I wondered why. Now I know. Acts 5:14. Look, put that up. Acts 5:14. Our faith is for others. It's for others. It's not just for you. It's for others. It says in 5:14, it says, and believers, what? Believers. Wonder what they were doing. They believed. That's what they did. It's like a light. When you turn it on, it creates light. And it creates light every time. Right? And if you leave it on, it'll just create light. That's what it'll do. It'll just be light. And if you turn it off, it's unlight. Right? But believers believe. So people who believed were the more added to the Lord, multitudes of them, both men and women, verse 15, in so much what? In so much that they, who? Believers went out and got people that were sick. These are believers. Why? They're in the faith. They're in the faith. And they believe with all their heart. If I can get this person into the shadow where Peter passes by, they'll be healed. In so much, people that were in faith put themselves in a position to bring others to be healed, for their lives to be changed, for things that weren't going right to be going right. They went and got them and said, come on. And they went and laid them on their bed. They had to carry them. People of faith will do things that will affect other people's lives like this. And they just wanted his shadow to pass over them. Why? Because they believed. They believed. Verse 16. There came also a multitude, what? Of believers out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. Why would you do that? People think they just wanted to see a show. No, they believed they would be healed. They believed. God uses our faith to help others. To help others. Our faith could bring them into a faith. They still had to agree to go, and I guess some of these in beds could have fought all day long, but they had to get there. Right? Somebody comes up to them and says, oh, Jesus, the Lord is healing people through these apostles. He's healing people. Let me just get you into their shadow. Okay, carry me. Believers were doing these things. People of faith were working by love to get people to a place where God could help them. Amen? And they could have said, I feel good. I'm going to go home and watch TV. Well, I guess they don't have TVs. They're going to go home and do whatever they did in the dark with no TVs. Right? They could have not done anything, but why? They were believers. When you're in faith, it presses you on. When you become and I become apathetic, then we are not in faith. Because we're saying, que sera, sera, got mine. I feel good. What about somebody that doesn't feel good? Did you come across anybody that didn't feel good today? Do you know we believe in healing at this church? All the time. We believe in healing all the time. You know what? Tonight when we leave, this as a church, we're still going to believe God heals. Tomorrow, we're going to believe God heals. Our belief in God's healing is never going to change, and there's not going to be somebody come along and says, well, you just don't know how sick I am. We're going to say, you don't know how big God is. Doesn't matter how sick you are, if you'll come, it'll happen. But faith, believers bring those people in. Right? And if we look for those opportunities by faith, then we could bring people in. But, you know, we got people out there. We got a lot of different sides there. People say, well, I believe that I can lay hands on the sick and they can recover. Why do I got to bring them to church? I don't know. Did you listen to God? Maybe you did. Maybe you missed it then too. Right? I mean, people say, well, I got the word just like Brother Moore's got the word. I can lay hands. I can say this. I can do this. I can. Well, that's like all the Pharisees that were mad at Jesus for healing on the Sabbath. What day did they heal? They're still looking for the sign on the building, healing service. What days that happened there at the Pharisees' synagogue? Point being is believers take the time in faith to be excited about somebody that comes into their path. Think about this. These people, these believers, they got excited when they heard about Peter and they said, God's healing people through Peter. And they had to go out and find, they went and found people that could be healed. Did you do that this week? Because it hasn't changed. The book of Acts is still being written. Did I do that this week? The churches are too empty. The churches aren't a place for us to sit and soak. Right? Churches are not a hospital for Christians. Right? That's situational belief right there. I don't feel very good about myself. I better go to church. Right? I need something. I better go to church. We'll stay away from that. God wants us walking in love, living by faith every day of the week, so that everything we do, our faith is producing. Our faith is working. Faith works. Right? You're not getting to heaven by these works. It's what it does because you're going to heaven. Right? It gets excited and it does things. Or it cannot take the time to do them and leave the lady sitting by the dumpster. Right? I don't want to leave the lady sitting by the dumpster again. On the other hand, I don't want to get somewhere where God doesn't want me. But I'm willing to be inconvenienced and sacrifice by faith for a person or persons that my life will affect at any given time. I don't want to be the person that drives off. Look at James. James in the Bible. It's there, I know. James 2, starting at verse 14. I tell you what, you go there. I'll read this verse in 1 Corinthians 13, too. It says, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains. No, he didn't say if I had. He said, though I have. I know it says if in a lot of translations, but right here it says though, so we're going to go with though. Right? It says, though I have faith that could move mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And here's the interesting thing. That word nothing right there, it's akin to the word neuter. That's something good to bring up in church. What happens to your dog when you neuter them? They can no longer produce. Right? And that's what he's saying. It doesn't matter what kind of faith I have. If it's not operating by love, then it's not producing. Right? Faith's not a competition to see who can move the biggest mountain. It's not a competition at all. It's a way of life to allow us to be partakers in the God kind of life, in His godliness. It's faith is something we use by love to produce fruit. in our lives, in the lives of others. Why? Because we love God and we love others. That's the two first loves, right? For the greatest commandments, love the Lord your God, love others. That's the greatest commandments. It's not going to get any bigger than that. And then it describes love in the rest of this chapter. But the operations of God, the faith of God, won't work without love, because why? He is love. You can't separate love from faith and expect it to work and produce. Right? James 2. What does it profit? In other words, you're going to be nothing. Right? What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and has not works? Faith without works. You know what faith without works is? It's dead. But it's also coming to church and never doing anything else. It's faith without works is this. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't go to bars. I don't watch the bad movies. You know, faith shouldn't be seen by what you don't do. Faith should be seen by what you do do. Right? And that's the problem. Christianity has been seen without love. Why? Because we're describing ourselves anymore by what we don't do. We don't believe this, and I don't believe that, and we don't do that in our church. We don't smile or have fun. We're very religious, and we take the things of God with the utmost seriousness. And we don't miss Sundays. And I thank God that I'm not like these people. And that is now how the world sees us. How should the world see us? Faith with works. Faith operating by love. Faith doing things at all time. Not judging whether it does something by the person. Judging whether it does something by the Spirit of God telling you to do it. Amen? Because anybody can talk themselves out of it. Lord, I don't know this lady. I don't know what's wrong with her. She may be in trouble with the law. Next thing, I'll be involved with the law. I don't want to get involved in that. I don't want to be going over there just talking to this lady. Just if God told you to do it, you'll be okay. Why? Because faith works by love and it doesn't fail. Amen? And the thing about it is we want our works, we want our faith to show. It's not faith to say I go to church and I tithe. That's faith without works. That it shows nothing. A moral compass is not how we determine whether you're a person of faith. A person of faith has works. Go on in the listen to what he writes. He said, though a man says he has faith and has not works, can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked or destitute of food, and one of you say to them, depart and be in peace. And you could even say it really kind. I know you don't have any clothes and you're hungry. Depart and be in peace. Be warm and filled. And then you say, oh, I feel so good about myself. I was so nice to that person that didn't have any clothes or food. And what are we saying? It's not that you can't fix every person. You can fix the ones you're called to. Like that lady. You can help the people you're called to. There could have been five other people sitting there, and God would have said, go to that lady. Right? You fix who you're called to. You don't just go. If you drive by the corner and somebody has a sign, you know what? By nature, you're going to say, oh, that's just a scam. Did you listen to God? Did we give him a chance? And I'm not saying that you should do a thing. But we're walking by faith. And faith is at a given place, at a given time, to do a given thing. And if you find yourself in a situation where it looks like God could help, ask Him if He wants to. Ask Him if He wants to use you. Because you had the faith to do it. And you got the love to go with. Amen? And these are things that we can do because we have the love of God shed abroad in our heart through the Holy Spirit. So we have ability that other people don't have. So I could say, well, somebody else will get that. And you know, somebody that doesn't know God may hand them $5, may hand them $10, but no anointing. What if I handed them $10 with anointing? And I grabbed their hands and said, let me pray with you over this. Lord, I just pray that you help them, bless them, bring them out of darkness into the light so that they can see a different way, a better way to go. Amen? Well, what if we did something different because you were led by the Lord to do it? Not just because you did it. You were led by the Lord to do it. You can only have faith for what He tells you to do. Amen? I could have had faith to go talk to that lady because He led me to do it. I could have seen five other people that day that I had no leading to do. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I just still prayed that God have mercy on them. But I wouldn't have missed it like I did with the lady. Amen? Where's our verses at? Every time I miss the lady, people look at me like that evil Dave. I know that you guys don't miss, and I'm letting you learn from me how not to miss. You know, I could try and fool people, but I'm so much further than I was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. I'm so much further than I was 5 months ago, and God's still working on me. And I'm looking at these things that we're teaching, I'm looking at them in my own life before I put them out to yours. Because situational Christianity is very, very, very common. Because we are situational people. We only use the fire alarm when there's a fire. And so we've made faith and Christianity our fire alarm. You only need God when there's a great big problem. You don't need Him for everyday life. Don't bother Him. He's got big things going on. Right? If a brother or sister be naked or destitute of food, then one of you say, depart, be ye warm and filled. Notwithstanding, you give them the things which are needful to the body. What does it profit? In other words, did you really help? They're not saying you didn't do something. You did faith with no works. It's real easy. Oh, you got a problem? Let me pray for you. Don't let me hear about the problem. Let me pray for you. that's called ducking. I don't really want to help you, but I feel like if I pray for you, you'll feel better about it. If I can just make you feel like I did something good, and then I'll feel good about me and you'll feel good about me, then we'll all feel good. You're not going to be helped at all, and my faith will have no works, but we'll feel good until it comes up again or until we choose to listen to the Lord. Amen. Verse 17, even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead. In other words, this doesn't profit anything. Faith that doesn't produce fruit is dead. Amen? It's not just that you had faith. It's you had faith that didn't produce fruit. You had faith that was doing nothing. That's a huge deal. Your faith is designed to produce fruit. Remember, did we talk about this the other day, the fig tree? Remember talking about the fig tree? No. Remember what Jesus said about the fig tree? I asked somebody this the other day. They said, Jesus said to die and wither. And I said, no, He didn't. No, He didn't. He said, you won't produce any fruit. No man will eat fruit again of you forever. What did He do? He took away its purpose. If you take away the purpose of faith, it's dead. Purpose of faith, the purpose of your life is to produce fruit. If you quit producing fruit, you're producing dead works. You may have some nice bushy leaves because you said, depart, be warm and filled. See my leaves? There, aren't they pretty? I got leaves. No, I don't produce fruit. I just have leaves. I'm pretty. Be warm, be filled. Right? You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Man, it's a scripture. Is that what was needed at the time? It was better than hugging them. I thought a scripture or a hug, and I just didn't feel like hugging them. And God was telling you to hug them the whole time. The scripture did nothing. The hug would have meant a lifetime. This is actually a happy message. Even though I didn't help the lady by the dumpster. And I was evil. But now I'm not. Thank God for repentance. It's the way back, right? It wasn't that I didn't want to help her. It's that I was too busy. Right? If you're too busy, you're just too busy. You just can't help people. You just can't go around sacrificing your life for others. Like Jesus. But he was Jesus. He could do that. Verse 18, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me your faith by my works. Verse 19. Thou believest in God. This is their faith. Believing in God is how they've identified. We believe in God. We're people of faith. That's not how God said to identify with him. The demons believe in God. Right? Are they saved? No. And that's what he's saying. He's saying this is not faith. This is not the kind of faith we're talking about. This is faith without works. They believe that they believe there's a God. That's faith without works. Verse 20. But wilt thou know? Wow, that King James, me and him. We're not quite on the same page. O vain man, that faith without works is dead. Faith without a corresponding action to what you're truly believing, a corresponding action to the heart of God, is not a faith that's producing any fruit in anybody. And it's unprofitable. Amen? When we were believing for things in our house, when we were believing to just get Ramsey, then we had to walk by faith every day, not just for Ramsey. We had to stay close to God or else we'd have been over here not believing. What are you doing when you're not believing? You're trying to make it happen on your own. You're trying to decide with your own intellect what should happen here. What's the next step I take? And when you do that, you get yourself away from God and he's unable to help. And you're no longer producing fruit. You're no longer doing anything that matters. And you got to come out and you got to walk in that. And that whole time, what he's doing is he's saying, do this. And and you say, Lord, why are you telling us to go talk to these people about God? I'm trying to believe to have a child. And you're telling me to go talk to somebody about God? And you want me to go to church? What's that got to do with believing for children, going to church? And we would have said something just that stupid, by the way. Right? Well, we work hard all week. We don't need to get up on Sunday and go to church, too. I won't even tell you what we thought about doing on Saturday night. But when we decided to believe God, we decided to believe God. Not just for children, for the rest of our life. And yeah, we've missed it, but we decided to believe God for everything that happened in Ramsey's life, getting Ramsey, in our lives, in the lives of the people that we would affect. And in all doing this, in believing to have a child, the next thing we had was a ministry. Right? It wasn't about the child. It was about getting back to God. God wanted us to have the child all along. But when we got in faith, we began producing fruit. And we began producing fruit that remained. We began producing fruit, and we got the child, obviously. Spent lots of money on her. Right? It was great. But we also, in believing God and walking this walk, we began to get other things. Why? Because now the love of God is leading us. And God said, you know what? Go to that Bible study. Do this. Work with these kids. Do these things. And the next thing we know, we find ourselves smack dab in the middle of ministry. And that wasn't our plan. But when you start producing fruit, that's what happens. You start producing fruit. Amen? We want to be producing all our life. We want our faith to work. We want our faith to be doing something even when we don't have our own faith project. Yeah. Yeah. You don't need a faith project to have faith. Yeah. Yeah. You should have a faith project. If you don't have any, we can get you some. But if the only time we use our faith is when we're in need, right, we'll never see the destitute brother. We'll never see the other things. We'll never see the lady by the dumpster. We'll never see the guy on the corner. We'll never see the people, the multitudes of people that they brought in to lay in Peter's shadow. We'll pass right by them. We'll see them in the mall in their wheelchairs, and we'll say, warm and filled. We'll see them doing things they ought not do. I hope they're warm and filled. Lord, have mercy on them. Lord, do something for them. Well, he was doing something. He put you right there. Right? Oh, you should go to the church. No, you shouldn't go to the church. You should take them to church. He didn't put them in front of the church. He put them in front of you. Right? God has so many things for us to do. He has designed us to produce fruit on a daily basis, every moment of our life. And in this day and time, it's important that we're seen as fruit producers. In other words, when they say, what's a Christian? They say, those people that just love you no matter what. And they believe in you, and they'll stand their ground for you, and they won't, and they'll forgive you. They'll just forgive you. It's the craziest thing. You do something to them, and they say, oh, we forgive you. They won't say things like, I could never forgive you, because they just wrote their own forgiveness off. This is what we want to be known by. Here's the form of godliness that's known in the world today. We'll close with this. Maybe we'll pick up again next time. Next time I get to get here. 2 Timothy 3. You know, I put these little numbers and I highlight them in pink. Don't ever do that, because you can't see black and pink. So don't do that. See, I'm teaching you things not to do. Don't do that, and don't miss the lady at the dumpster. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1 says, this know, that in the last day, perilous times will come. Go ahead. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Perilous times are here. So we could look at this and say, yeah, that's true. Whew, bunch of unholy, boastful, proud, horrible people out there. Or we could say, perilous times are coming. We need to make sure that we're never lovers of our own selves, that we don't covet, that we don't boast. We're humble. We're humble, and we speak rightly about God. And we're obedient to his word, and we're obedient to the things of God. And we honor our parents, and we're thankful. We are a grateful, grateful people. And this is how we're going to be known, because we begin to do these things, because this is what's in the world. This is what's in some people that say they're in church. When you aren't these things, you'll stand out. When these things aren't part of our life, we'll stand out. We'll be separated unto God. Verse 3. We'll love those who love us, for sure. And we'll be covenant keepers. We'll be covenant keepers. I don't even know what incontinent is. We won't be fierce. We'll be easy. We'll be kind. We will love good things for all people. We will love the good. Verse 4, we'll never be a traitor. We'll never turn against another person. We will not love the things of this world more than we love God. Amen? And all these things are a form of godliness. Right? This is a form of God. This is, people are professing this and calling it godly. Right? Well, I broke that truth with you because you broke it with me. Eye for an eye. Eye for an eye. You made your bed, now lie in it. Huh? It's a form of godliness, but what's it denying? The power thereof. What's the power of God? The love of God. The truth of God. The very character of God. This denies everything about who He is. From such turn away. But what we'd say is having a true form of godliness and never denying the true power. We'll press in to these things. Amen? This is what the world needs today. They need people that will walk in faith at all times so that there's never a time where they can't look and say, there's one of them. There's one of those people. Get him. Get him. He'll carry you to the Peter's shadow. Grab hold of him. He'll take you to healing class. Oh, get them. Get them. They'll take you to church service where you can hear about the goodness of God. These people, grab hold of him. You want to be forgiven? Grab him. They forgive you for everything. They won't hold any, you can get them. You can go to that church. They accept everybody. Not tolerate. Accept. Accept. We accept you right into the congregation so that you can hear the truth and be changed. Amen? These are things that we can do and be at all times because of who we are. We are believers. We believe. That's what we do. We believe, therefore we produce fruits at all times. We are a standout in every place we go. We're the person at the gas station that doesn't miss the lady by the dumpster. We're the person in every room that can be counted on to bring in something that nobody else had. Peace, joy, love. What do you need today? We got it. Why? Because we're believers. We came in faith, right? We're not like the aliens. We came in peace. We came with peace. We came with faith. We came with love. We came with the things that will take faith, which works by love, to do whatever's necessary at any time, at our inconvenience, even if it doesn't seem like something we want to do that day, we'll sacrifice our plan for theirs. So that we can be the hands and feet of God in this earth. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Stand to your feet. Thank you, Lord. Well, I'm sorry that I missed it with the lady at the trash can. You still have to love me. But what was important about that to me, and the reason I even brought it up, is because when we're walking by faith, and we can hear, but we also have to obey. That's the love part. You can be in faith, never hear a thing from God. And you actually heard from God, but you didn't do anything. You still were in faith and heard from God, but you didn't do anything. God wants us to do something. He wants us to have a faith that works by love. And that at any and every given moment, we will be in the right place at the right time, saying the right thing, doing the right thing, being the right thing. It doesn't matter what you're doing that day. If you're working on a job site by yourself, then you can hear from God and do exactly what He says. And you know what? It may take some sacrifice on your part. In fact, it's going to take some sacrifice. Why? Because it's not always going to be convenient. Walking by love, walking in faith, is not fleshly convenience. But it's the greatest thing we could ever do. Anybody ever done something for God that you wished you hadn't? Don't see any hands. But you know what? There are things that I've done for God or not done for God that I wished I had. He'll give us more opportunities if we'll walk, live by faith that works by love. Hallelujah. You got a song?
Oh, I'm living in love. Living.